ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Let's get on to more important matters. Yes, and as Justin from Frankston says, Phil Vale, Neil Danner from the Melbourne Football Club, may he rest in peace. Yes, indeed. What a valiant warrior he was for the M&D cause, eh? Raised $1 million, I think, for it. More than $1 million for it. 1-300-800 to Ripple 2 is my number. All right, if you're all set and ready, so am I. 25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories are the start of the war. Category number 1, the start of the war. Category number 2, TV shows by doctor. Category number 3, countries ending in Y. Category number 4, trust the process. Category number 5, famous Neils. All right? The start of the war, TV shows by doctor, countries ending in Y, trust the process, famous Neils. Who's going to kick us off here? Wazza, who's normally on the Sunshine Coast, but is currently, as you know, motorcycling himself around Europe, is currently in Slovenia and has given us a call. G'day, Waz.
Hey, mate. I've actually handed the bike back this morning.
Oh, did you?
Fly out on Wednesday, yeah.
All right.
Fly out on Wednesday. So, yeah, and just sitting here. I've been for a bit of a walk and I thought I might go and make a cup
of
coffee.
He's been all over the joint. You've been all the way in the Western Front of France, Belgium, Germany, yeah. Switzerland.
Yeah, done that. But I always come back over here to the eastern part and especially Slovenia because this is where I hired the bike from. I've been here 3 times now. It's lovely. It's really lovely.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Just a bit of useless information for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sitting here watching TV last night and what comes on? Australian Survivor, right? And then some ads come on. They've got a Harvey Norman store here in Ljubljana in Slovenia.
Really?
Of all things.
Yes. You're joking. Harveys are in Slovenia. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, seriously. I looked at it twice and it said Harvey Norman in Slovenian.
You should have picked yourself up a deal on a washer dryer.
Can't carry it home, mate. Can't carry it home.
Your idea. Yeah. I didn't know idea that Harvey's footprint spread so wide. There you go.
Well, oh, by the way, just obviously international.
By the way, my text is, you're quite right. Sorry, I misspoke there. It wasn't $1 million. It was $100 million that Neil raised for motor neurone disease. Exactly right. Yes. Neil Danaher raised over $115 million apparently. Amazing.
That's a particularly horrible disease too.
It's a horrible disease and he refused to accept it and he fought on and it was a tremendous, he's a great Australian. It was a great life.
Yeah. I lost a mate to it and he was only 62. So.
Yeah. What do you like here? The start of the war, TV shows by doctor, countries ending in Y, trust the process, famous Neils.
Well, I like the war one, but the famous Neils one sounds good because it's a, Neil's not a particularly common name, so I might go off that, I think.
Famous Neils it is. Who made his first space flight as commander pilot or command pilot of Gemini 8 in March 1966?
Well, any astronaut I know with the name Neil is Neil Armstrong.
Correct. It was Neil Armstrong, yes. Famous for stepping on the moon, but, of course, before that, he'd had other things to do in space.
Oh, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Murphy's Law says bad things always happen at worst possible time.
Without warning, the two docked spacecraft begin to spin.
We first suspected that the Agena was the culprit.
They shut down the Agena's control system. But the spinning gets worse, and the astronauts get dangerously dizzy.
When the rates became quite violent, I concluded that we couldn't continue. We had to get ourselves separate. I was afraid we might lose consciousness.
With blurry eyesight, they ditch the Agena thinking that's the culprit.
So they back off from the Agena, and rather than the spinning slowing down, it speeds up.
Yeah, drama with Gemini 8. Neil Armstrong was there. All right, Waz, question number two, Saving the Famous Neils.
Yeah, I think so.
Which musician was born on the 27th of May, 1958, in Tiawamutu in New Zealand?
Which musician? One of the Finns. Neil Finn?
Neil Finn is correct. Yes, indeed. Mm. It was Neil Finn.
Ice will melt, water will boil, you and I. Shake off this mortal coil, it's bigger than us. You don't have to worry about it. Ready or not, here comes a drop. You feel lucky when you know where you are. You know it's gonna come true. Here in your arms, I remember. It's only natural that I should want.
Yes, only natural indeed. Thank you, Annette in Perth. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
I had to think of the other brother's name. That's how I come up with that one.
Question number three. We're in Famous Neils. Okay. Famous Neils. What's the name of the 2026 movie that stars Hugh Jackman as a Neil Diamond tribute artist?
Oh. Yeah, I have heard of it. I'm going to let the bomb out, Phil. Anyway, just a bit of a shout out to Kaz and Craigie Byrne, Paulie there at Esperance in the truck, and Pearl up in Darwin, because apparently she was talking about me the other day, I heard. and all the other nightlifers, get over to Slovenia, you'll love it.
See you, what? See you.
Oh, bye. See you, mate. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye. Yes. Quite a few texters says, Harvey loves Slovenia. He's got a couple of properties there. Someone said Harveys are also in Ireland. I heard the advert on the radio there. Thanks, Marty. Dear me. Okay, maybe that's okay. Moves the specials on the washers and dryers all around the joint. David in Singleton says, after the loss to Geelong, do you think the wheels are falling off? No, David, not at this stage. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question number three, we're in Famous Neils. What's the name of the 2026 movie that stars Hugh Jackman as a Neil Diamond tribute artist?
Look, before I hazard a guess, I'll just say Vali Neil Danaher.
Exactly, Neil Danaher. What a human, hey? I mean, held the...
I'm not a sports fanatic, but my gosh,
Exactly. Exactly. It's a terrible disease. It takes, you know, it leaves your brain there and takes everything else. You know, it's a shocking disease.
You know, and he was gracious in everything he said and did. So,
Well, over $100 million he raised for motor neurone disease. And we all watched on while it killed him. You know, it's terrible. He'd hope to get a cure for it, you know. And
well, hopefully one day they'll come up with something.
Okay. All right. Well said. Famous Neils. What's the name of the 2026 movie that stars Hugh Jackman as a Neil Diamond tribute artist?
Well, the only thing I could think of is The Sheep Detective, but I don't know what it's about at all.
Yeah, no, that's there are some connections there, but it's not
that.
Another
one, but not that one. Yeah.
Not that one.
Okay.
Thanks, Anne.
No worries.
See you. Bye. Thanks for Neil Danaher and the references, and thanks to everyone on the text line too. Quite rightly said. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Kylie's on her way to Queensland, but it's currently in Coffs. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, g'day. I'm at Coffs. It's been raining all trip on and off. It's unbelievable. But
yeah.
I'll send you a postcard from service this.
I think there's a fair bit of rain up and down the east coast at the moment, yeah.
That's right, Phil. Yep, exactly. I'll have a little stab at this one. Is it Wild Heart or Wild at Heart?
Not even. Kylie, no. No.
Thanks very much, Phil.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. See you later. No, it's not. Paul from Essendon. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, hi, mate.
Hi. What do you reckon? What's the name of the 2026 movie that stars Hugh Jackman as a Neil Diamond tribute artist?
I'm going to take a stab at Sweet Caroline.
Not Sweet Caroline. No, it's a good stab, but it's not correct. No, not Sweet Caroline. Yes, as a few of you have also made the point on the text line too, that news last week that poor NRL player Jai Arrow has also had to step down because he's suffering from motor neurone too. It's already affected his speech terrible. He's got a lot and a hard road ahead of him. I know a lot of people offering support from everywhere, as well they might too. And hearts go out to him and his family too. It's a terrible, terrible disease. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Hey, Philip, how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah. Question number three, we're up to famous Neils. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the 2026 movie that stars Hugh Jackman as a Neil Diamond tribute artist?
Is it Song Sung Blue?
It is Song Sung Blue, yeah. Song Sung Blue, weeping like a willow. Song Sung Blue, sleeping on my pillow. And sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, started feeling good. You simply got no choice. Songs. It's very good. It's a good movie, actually. I've seen it. And Hugh Jackman's excellent in it. Joan from Geelong saying, evening. Good evening, Phil. Go the Mighty Cats. Just saying. Joan. Fair cop. The Geelong were fantastic, I have to say. We were toweled up. There is no other way to sugarcoat it. Anyway, it's a long season. Got to lose sometime. You got to lose sometime, all right? We'd won 7 in a row. You got to lose in the end. But Joan, yes, no, much deserved victory. 1-300-800-222. Nat, we're up to question number four. What do you want to do here? Stay with famous Neils?
No, can I go to the doctor? TV.
Yeah, TV shows by doctor. All right. McDreamy and McSteamy are nicknames for sexy male doctors in which TV series?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, it is. Grey's Anatomy. Well done.
Are you new here?
Visiting. Confounded by all the rain, and it's only my first day in town. Makes me want to stay in bed all day.
We just met, and already you're talking about bed. Not very subtle.
Subtle's never been my strong suit. So, do you ever go out with coworkers?
I make it a rule not to.
Then I am so glad that I don't work here.
Are you hitting on me? In the hospital?
Would that be wrong?
Meredith. Ah. What the hell was that?
That was Mark.
It sounds like it might be an obsession of yours, Nat.
No, I actually have never watched one, but I am definitely heavy on the internet, so I've seen a few memes getting around.
McDreamy and McSteamy.
Yes.
Question number five, we're in TV shows by doctor. I guess you want to stay there, do you?
Yes, please.
JD, played by Zach Braff, was the main character and narrator of which TV series?
Scrubs.
Yes. I knew you were into this.
I'm back, baby.
Do you know who those people are?
No. Yeah, maybe try a different approach. Yeah,
maybe a little bit more like Dr. Cox.
Oh. Listen up, newbies. Really superstar there, Scooter.
Leave Bambi alone.
It's good to be back.
Why are you standing like that?
I don't know. I felt heroic. Oh, okay. Try it.
Oh, that does feel heroic. I like it.
Yes. Scrubs, which was a hugely popular show, went on and on. Annette in Perth had Scrubs. Adrian had Scrubs from Bella Vista. Nat, question number six. I guess we're staying in TV shows by a doctor.
Please, Philip.
Luke Forlano and Peter Morrison were doctors on which Australian medical drama?
Oh, I immediately wanted to say RPA, but I'm not going to enter that because that was real life. The one that Claudia Carvin was in, and I think Celeste Barber was a nurse on it after she was an Ambo driver. What are their names again? Sorry, Phil. I'm trying to think.
What's your answer, Ken? That
I don't have one.
No,
I'll just say I can't remember the name of that medical drama, so I'll just say RPA.
Not RPA. Thanks, Nat. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Nice work. 1-300-800-222. Rodney from Warburton, Victoria. G'day, Rod.
Hello. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question six. We're in TV shows by doctor. Luke Forlano and Peter Morrison were doctors on which Australian medical drama?
I really don't. I don't watch a lot of TV, so
yeah.
I don't know. But I do have clean underpants on.
Very good, Rod. Because I'd hate you to be in an accident, but as you know, it's very important.
Well, we've discussed this before.
We have. Yes. We have, yes. The wisdom of the ages, Rod, which is, you know, very good, timely advice given to us by our parents. Make sure you have a pair of clean underpants because if you're in an accident, you know what I mean.
Someone down in my family, it's okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm going to get this question wrong, but anything else, I've got clean undies
on. Good, you've got clean undies on. That's the main thing. I'll see you later.
See you later.
1-3, you had to be listening a few weeks ago to understand this. Scott from Blacktown. G'day, Scott.
Yeah,
mate,
there you go.
Not bad. TV shows by doctor. Luke Forlano and Peter Morrison were doctors on which Australian medical drama?
I'll have a wild stab in the dark and say Young Doctors.
Young Doctors, not correct. No, but I'm glad you knocked it out because somebody probably had to get there. Murray in Fremantle. Hi, Murray. I think Murray's in the land of Nod right now. I'll come back to you, Murray, just in case you do wake up in a second. I don't want to disturb your sleep. Justin in Frankston. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Phil. Thanks for reading my text out. Neil was a great man. I actually met him before he passed away. And, yeah, it's just so sad. And also to Jai Arrow, too. I think, you know, he's going through a lot. So I just want to... Yeah. You know, part of my respects to him and that, and hopefully, you know, we do find a cure for this disease.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Look, TV shows by doctor. Luke Forlano and Peter Morrison were doctors on which Australian medical drama?
Well, the only one I can think of is Flying Doctors, so I'm going to go with Flying Doctors.
No. Oh. Okay, thank you. 1-300-800-222. My texter says, Phil, I'm sure you've heard of TACO, Trump always chickens out, but now there's a new acronym, NACHO, Not a Chance When Was This Open. Yes. Well, it needs to be. Heavens above. Anyway, look, as I say, it's an active live thing at the moment, and there does appear to be some movement. But whether it's imminent, of course, is quite another matter. 1-300-800-222. Stuart from Victor Harbour. G'day, Stewie.
Hey, Phil, g'day. How are you going, mate?
Not bad, yeah.
I remember Mum saying that to me, underpants, for God's sake.
Yes, clean handkerchief and also clean underwear.
You remember that, Phil, really?
My mother said the same. It was very common advice.
It was. It's strange.
For a certain generation, if you're in an accident, having clean undies was very important. I thought there were other things that were more important, like, you know, availability of proper ER doctors and an ambulance, but still.
And the clean underpants. You're quite right. I'll go I'll go a country practice, but I just don't know.
No, not a country practice.
Okay, right.
No. Thanks, mate. Yeah. Bye-bye. No, it's not a country practice. Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. What's that?
Those last two people knocked out some choices that I was going to say.
Hmm.
I was like, geez, what else could it be? Then I thought of maybe All Saints.
Luke Filano and Peter Morrison were doctors on which Australian medical drama?
I said All Saints?
Correct. Yes, it was. It was All Saints. All Saints. All right, question number 7, Dave. What do you want to do? Stay with TV shows by doctor, or you can move anywhere else. Trust the process. Famous Neils, the country's ending in Y, the start of the war.
My country's ending in Y.
You like country's ending in Y?
Well, I like geography, but
all right, it's your choice. Nice choice, as they say in restaurants, Dave. Question number 7. Countries ending in Y. Which country won the first FIFA World Cup?
Ooh. Hungary?
Not Hungary.
Not Hungary.
No, not Hungary. Sorry, Dave. See you later. No, not Hungary. No. Barbara from Falconbridge. G'day, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm extremely well. Yeah.
It was interesting, that lady that was talking about dingoes earlier.
Yeah, it was interesting. I know. I'm not going to talk about dingoes. You'll get talk out of me.
No, but it was interesting.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
A friend of mine had a part dingo, and he always said she couldn't bark. She could only howl.
Mm.
And I believe that's common with dingoes.
Yep. Well, as I say, I've learned to my peril not to get involved in dingo talk, Barbara.
Oh, sorry. I just thought I'd give you that bit of
information. No, I don't mind you doing it. I don't mind you talking about it. Question,
oh, good.
Question number 7, we're in countries ending in Y. Which country won the first FIFA World Cup?
Well, the only one that I can think of that might have had a chance was Italy.
It's not Italy, no.
Oh, well.
You're right. Thanks, Barbara. No, it's not a bad suggestion, but not correct. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. Hello, Pandora.
Ahoy, Phil. How are you?
Ahoy indeed. Question 7. I'm very well.
But it ended in Y, so I might as well use it.
Ahoy. Yes. Hello, hoy. Country's
before
ending.
Before I bomb out, I need to send a message to somebody who've only just started listening. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And if any of the other overnight quiz people get the reference, text in because it's amusing. Charlie, did you get to ABC Mountain, Charlie?
Thank you, Pandora.
It's ridiculous, but people will get that.
I know. I understand a private joke. Don't worry. Question number 7, countries ending in Y. Which country won the first FIFA World Cup?
I know it's not Italy, and that was my guess, Germany.
Not Germany.
Fair enough.
No, thank you. Bye bye. These are all fair enough. They're all fair enough offers, but not correct. Cooper in WA. G'day, Cooper.
How you going, Phil?
Not bad. Countries ending in Y. Which country won the first FIFA World Cup?
Is it Uruguay?
Correct. It is. It's Uruguay. Yes. Uruguay won the first FIFA World Cup. Countries ending in Y. Question number 8. What do you want to do? Stay here, or you can move.
Yeah, we'll stick with this one.
From 2010 until April this year, Fidesz was the ruling political party in which European country?
I believe it was Hungary.
Correct, it was. Yes, it was.
Viktor Orban.
Viktor Orban, yes, who lost. Question number 9. Who went over to help him? Was J.D. Vance went over to help him, didn't he?
JD. Yeah,
another bad call, JD.
Yeah.
Question number 9. Countries ending in Y, if you like. Staying here?
Yeah, we'll stick with it, yep.
The Ruhr district is the largest urban area in which country?
Oh, that's tricky. I'll have a guess and say maybe bloody India.
Not no, well, that doesn't work either. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Tom from Bassendean. Hello, Tom.
G'day, Phil.
Question number 9. Countries ending in Y. The Ruhr district is the largest urban area in which country?
I'd say Hungary.
It's not Hungary, no. It's not Hungary. Sorry, Tom. No, it's not Hungary. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
The Ruhr district is the largest urban area in which country?
Paraguay?
Not Paraguay. No, not Paraguay. Thank you, Karen. Not Paraguay. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
Hi, Phil. So double disappointment, Swans and Rabbitohs.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
you got to lose. You got to lose one eventually. Come on. I mean, you know, Geelong are a very good team, and they put on a sparkling performance.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they at least. At least it wasn't Collingwood. And the other one, at least it wasn't Manly.
That's right. And we've got to have, there are standards, Trevor. You're quite right.
And, just to add to the, it's a horrible thing to say, but a horrible way to use the metaphor, but the mantle has passed from Neil Danaher to Young Jai.
Young Jai Arrow, yeah. Yeah, I know. Look, it's, and you know, unfortunately the prognosis of this thing is not, you know, is not good, as we know.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell it's, if you ever saw a distraught person, that's it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Well, I think that's because he well knows what's in front of him, you know.
And he's got his young family.
He's got a young family, he's a young bloke at the start of his career and all that, you know. No, it's just shocking. It's shocking. It's shocking. Yes. But as Neil Danaher showed, you know, like, I mean, he said, look, you know, I'm going to battle it as long as I can and maybe we'll get somewhere in my lifetime. Well, that didn't happen, but he raised well over $100 million for neuro disease research.
I don't know if Neil was ever thinking of the previous example of Stephen Hawking, who lasted about 30 years.
He did. Yeah, Stephen Hawking did last a long time. Couldn't speak in the end, but then spoke with a voice processor. But, but still, I mean, this is the cruel thing about MND. Your brain's still fine. It just takes away all your other capacity, and in the end, your capacity to breathe. You know.
Yeah, and I don't think on Scrub did we ever learn JD's surname, did we?
Don't think so. No.
He might have advanced a long way in politics.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's true. JD must be sitting there thinking, why on earth did I get hungry? Come on. I'm backing a loser like that. Question number 9. Countries ending in Y. The Ruhr district is the largest urban area in which country?
Of Deutschland, Germany.
Yes, I want countries ending in Y, not D. Germany is correct, yes. The Ruhr, from the Ruhr Valley, correct. Largest urban area is the Ruhr. Question number 10, countries ending in Y. You can stay here, otherwise you could move.
Back to Niels.
Famous Niels. Okay, question number 10. In October 1986, which chef opened the Blue Water Grill at Bondi Beach?
Neil Perry.
Correct. Yes, Mr. Neil Perry. Well-known man with a pan.
And with a ponytail.
That too. Yes, that too. All righty, question number 11. Last one in famous Neil's.
Let's go.
Crazy Horse is an American rock band best known as the backup group for which singer?
The now not-so-young Neil Young.
Yes, not so young Neil Young indeed. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel nice.
wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you on this heart and
Harvest Moon and Neil Young. Bob said makes a good point. Brazil was the first country not ending in Y to win the World Cup in 1958. The earlier ones were shared by Germany, Italy and Uruguay. Yeah, that's a nice little fun fact. There's no room in my head for all these fun facts. I like the Cleopatra Chico Roll one. That's fun.
Yes.
Question number 12. No more famous Neil. So we have the start of the war, TV shows by Doctor, countries ending in Y, trust the process. Trevor's up on deck. He's answered three in a row so far.
Yeah, go back to the Ys.
Countries ending in Y. Okay. Question number 12. Question number 12. Now, ja, vi elskar detta landet. Ja, vi elskar detta landet, which translates as, yes, we love this country.
Yes. Okay.
Is the national anthem of which country?
Okay. So by my Sherlockian process of deduction, it's Scandinavian and it ends in Y. Therefore, Watson, it must be Norway.
Correct. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Yeah. Correct. It is Norway. Everybody stand. Hey, don't say that ain't sweet, eh? That's beautiful. Mm. The national anthem of Norway. Ja, vi elsker dette landet. Or landet, sorry.
Yeah.
Question 13. Stay here?
Yes.
Last one in countries ending in Y, Trevor. Which country declared war on Germany on the 13th of October 1943?
Italy.
Correct.
They told Mussolini, Vaffanculo, or shouldn't say that.
Hey, no, you shouldn't. Hey, what are you saying, Trevor? Hang on.
But, anyway.
Anyway, let's move on.
Sorry.
No, let's move on. Question 14. Trevor, what do you want to do? TV shows by Doctor, The Start of the War, Trust the Process, Famous Neils.
Yes. Which is, we've just had a start of a war. Let's go with it.
All right, the start of the war. Question 14. Fought on the 22nd of May, 1455. The First Battle of St. Albans traditionally marks the beginning of which war?
1455. Actually, I'm probably going to bum out on this one because I thought that my answer was earlier, but I'm going to say the Hundred Years' War.
Not the Hundred Years' War, Trev, no.
No,
okay. Nice work, though. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See you later. 1-300-800-222. Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello, Phil. Hello, all the nightlifers listening in.
Hello, nightlifers. The start of the war, fought on the 22nd of May, 1455. The First Battle of St. Albans traditionally marks the beginning of which war?
1455.
Mm.
I'm just going to say Mars Attack. The clue.
No, I think the Martian robots came later. But thank you.
Oh, was it the next century? Oh, missed out.
See you, Anne Marie. Bye-bye. That's funny. 1-300-800-222. David from Beaconsfield in Victoria. Line's free if you want to grab one. By the way, g'day, David.
G'day.
Question 14. The start of the war, fought on the 22nd of May, 1455, the First Battle of St. Albans, traditionally marks the beginning of which war?
I'll take a punt on the War of the Roses.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was the war. The wars. Well, actually, they were the Wars of the Roses, weren't they? But the First Battle of St. Albans, fought on the 22nd of May, 1455, officially marks the beginning of it all. All right, question number 15. We're in the start of the war, if you like. You can go to TV shows by doctor or trust the process.
Oh, I'll try trust the process because I can't even imagine what sort of questions they're going
to
be.
Trust the process, question 15. Which household item is made in the process of saponification?
Soap.
Correct. Very good. Soap. You are some sort of industrial chemist here, David.
Not quite, but that's ringing a bell.
Oh, okay, very good. Question 16, 10 to go. We're in trust the process. Are you staying here?
Yep.
Beatification and canonisation are the last two steps in which process?
Well, it's something to do with becoming some religious sort of a person. So I'll say becoming a bishop.
Not becoming a bishop. No.
Okay.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye. Thank you. Not becoming a bishop. Gordon from Ballina. G'day, Gordon.
Hi, g'day, Phil.
Question number 16, 10 to go here. Trust the process. Beatification and canonisation are the last two steps in which process?
Becoming a saint.
Correct, yes. Becoming a saint in the Catholic Church, becoming a Catholic saint. You're beatified and then you're canonised.
Yep.
Australia. I think Australia only has one, don't we? Catholic saint? Mary MacKillop. Mary MacKillop's a saint.
Yeah.
Question 17. We're in Trust the Process. But you can move, if you like, to the start of the war TV shows by doctor.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'll stay with Trust the Process.
Trust the Process, question number 17. What colour does C stand for in the CMYK printing process?
Geez, whoa. What comes to mind first is cerulean.
Not cerulean, Gordon, but thank you. Not cerulean. John in Canberra. G'day, John.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 17. What colour does C stand for in the CMYK printing process?
Cerise.
Not cerise. No, not cerise. Ian from Dover in Tassie. Hello.
Good morning, Phil. How you going?
Very well. Yes, very well.
I hate asking that question. I know you're going great, actually.
Well, no, I am. But it's very, very polite to check in because, you know, Ian, quite frankly, anything could happen, as you know.
Life is short, yes.
Life is short. Make the most of it that you can, you know, because you never know what's coming around the corner.
No.
Now, question 17, trust the process. What colour does C stand for in the CMYK printing process?
Cyan.
Correct. Cyan, yes. That's the yellow one, isn't it, I think? Cyan, isn't it? Maybe it's not. Oh, maybe it's not.
No, it's a bluey colour, I think.
Oh, it's a bluey colour, that's right. Oh, that's right. The Y would be the yellow, I presume. Yeah. All righty, question number 18. We're in trust the process.
Go for it, yes.
Staying here? Okay. Patented in 1906 by Ludwig Roselius. Which process initially involved steaming coffee beans with various acids and bases and then treating them with benzene?
Instant coffee?
Not instant coffee. No.
I'll find out in a minute, won't I?
You will. You will. Thanks, Ian. All right. See you later. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Lines free. Grab one. Lines free. Grab one. 1-300-800-222. 222 is the number. Adrian from Bella Vista's got the right answer. Where are we? Jane from Homebush had cyan. Yes, Annabelle had cyan too. Plenty of people had cyan. Anybody know the answer to this? Trust the process. Patented in 1906 by Ludwig Roselius, which process involved steaming coffee beans with various acids and bases and then treating them with benzene. Ew. Anyway, it's not making instant coffee. 1-300-800-222. Colin from the Gong. G'day, Col.
G'day. How you go?
Not bad. What do you reckon?
Decaffeination.
Correct, yes. It's the process of decaffeination, I'm sure. Maybe they've invented a better way of doing it these days. Question number 19, you'd hope so. We're in Trust the Process, but you can move.
We'll stay there.
Last one in Trust the Process, okay? Yep. Which glorious process was used to colour The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, and The Adventures of Robin Hood?
I would say that was Glorious Technicolour.
Yes, it was. Glorious Technicolour, correct.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, we are not in Kansas anymore. Colin?
Yeah.
Share some memoirs. Says, please play the full version of Harvest Moon after the show. We played it recently. We could do it, I suppose. Yeah. Well, we'll do it at the end of the show. What do we do at the end of the show? Oh, we'll see. We'll see how we go. Jeff the Truckie said granulated coffee. No. Glorious Technicolor is what we wanted. Now, Colin, decaffeination was the process we're after. We're up to question number 20. What do you want to do here? We've got the start of the war or TV shows by Doctor.
Go TV shows by Doctor, I think.
TV shows by Doctor. Question number 20. Bones McCoy, Beverly Crusher and Phlox have all served as ship's doctor aboard which spaceship?
The USS Enterprise.
Correct, yes. The USS Enterprise on a mission.
5-year mission. Well, whichever show you're referring to.
Yeah, exactly.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, the Star Trek theme. All right, Cole, we're up to question 21. 95 left here.
Okay, what's still...
One left in TV shows by Doctor, if you like.
Yeah, we'll go for that one.
Dr. Hibbert and Dr. Nick Riviera are characters from which TV series?
The Simpsons.
Correct. Yes, they are. They're characters from The Simpsons.
Homer, of all the crazy ideas you've had, this one ranks somewhere in the middle. You're 38 years old. You don't know how to box and you haven't gotten any exercise since grade school. Before you even consider this, I insist you consult a doctor.
No problem.
A competent doctor!
Don't!
Well, sir, you more than meet every one of this state's requirements to box, wrestle, or be shot out of a cannon. Your brain is cushioned by a layer of fluid 1/8 of an inch thicker than normal. It's almost as if you're wearing a football helmet inside your own head. Why, I could wallop you all day with this surgical 2x4 without ever knocking you down. But I have other appointments.
Oh, dear. Such a beautifully written show. Bob Sled said, what did Dorothy say when her tent exploded? Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Canvas anymore. Bob Sled, not quite up to your usual standard, Bob Sled, but still. No. All righty, question number 22. Four left. They're all in the start of the war.
Okay, and we'll try that. I mean, I've got no choice. Yeah.
All right, Cole. The Schlieffen Plan was carried out by Germany at the beginning of which war?
Oh, that's a great guess. Hey, World War One.
Correct.
Oh, there,
yeah, there we go. World War One. Nice work. Okay. Question number 23, the start of the war.
Mm-hmm.
In which month of 1939 did Germany invade Poland?
Oh, this has got total guess. April?
Not April. No. Nah. Sorry, Cole. Anyway. I thought you might get home there. No. Anne says Mother Mary MacKillop is now Saint Mary of the Cross. Is that right? Isn't she just Saint Mary MacKillop? I don't know. I don't know how these things go. Annette in Perth has the right answer here. Frank from Mount Evelyn also has the right answer. What about Cameron from South Perth? Hi, Cameron.
Good morning.
Morning. The start of the war. In which month of 1939 did Germany invade Poland?
November.
Not November. No.
Thank you.
Sorry, Cameron. No, it wasn't. No. Principessa from Tenterfield. Yes, the surgical 2x4. I know. John of Coburg says, no, Phil, Australia's got two saints. There's Saint Mary MacKillop. And then there's St. Gough. Oh, John. John, that's your suggestion. You've got a controversial choice. St. Gough. Well, sorry, if there was a process for canonising himself, I'm sure he would have been up for it. I would have thought. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Andrew from Smithton in Tassie. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Cover. How are you going?
Pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. We're in a category called the start of the war. In which month of 1939 did Germany invade Poland?
September.
Correct. Yeah, it was. September 1939. Okay, we've only got two left here. You could get home from here. Andrew, question 24.
I'm already at home, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Good point. In 1861, the first battle of Bull Run was the first major battle of which war?
American Civil War.
Correct, the American Civil War. Nice work. All right, well, you've got yourself here, so let's see whether you can bring it home. Question 25. The start of the war. According to the US government, the 1st of November, 1955, is the official start date of which war?
The Korean War.
Not the Korean War. No. Oh, no, Andrew. Sorry. No, that is not correct. Yes, Lisa in the Mountains says her actual title now is not, there's not Mary MacKillop anymore. Well, which I'm kind of slightly sorry to hear. It's Saint Mary of the Cross. Why? I wonder why we get that. Because, I mean, St. Mary MacKillop was the founder of the Brown Joeys, wasn't it? The Brown Josephite order of nuns who were a teaching order. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Gary in Port Arlington. G'day, Gary.
Yeah, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Not bad.
I won't mention that we wanted the best team to win last week.
But, oh, no, Gary.
Luckily.
You know what? No, it was fair. No,
got over the line.
It's fair enough. I remember texting a friend of mine in the beginning. I was about been into the third quarter. I said, "We're getting towed." They were very good.
They played very well.
They really were. Come on, they were playing out of their backside.
They were.
And their front and their front side and their and side their side. Side and the side side.
Yes.
No, it was good. Look, I mean, was it a good game? I suppose it was.
it was good for me. It was a good game, but
some very good skills on display. I thought. All fairness, the Geelong look.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Geelong. If they keep playing like that, then, you know, they're going to be hard to beat.
Going to be, at least contend, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, according to the US government, 1st of November 1955 is the official start date of which war?
I think that one might have been the Vietnam War.
Correct. Hate to give a Geelong supporter anything, Gary, but there you are.
Thank you, Phil.
Good on you, Gary.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get the magnet out to you. You are the winner of the Mighty Magnet tonight for the Mighty Challenge. All right. Thanks for all the texts, everyone. That's been lots of fun too. Plenty of people had the Vietnam War.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.